Hello, everybody, and welcome to Right Off the Bat today. Nice to have you with us. Our 11th season of Right Off the Bat begins right here, March the 1st, 2008, from Scottsdale Stadium in the state of Arizona. Beautiful day for baseball. Great to have you with us as the winter melts away into spring. There's no better way to do it than enjoy baseball in spring training. The 11th year of Right Off the Bat, it's hard to believe, but here I am again. Seems like we just ended the season, and here we are in 2008. You never know what's going to happen. It's going to be a good year. You're going to get a story every day. Can't guarantee what it's going to be, but believe me, there will be surprises and twists and turns along the way. So we've got exhibition baseball today, and we're early in the exhibition season. Of course, the A's are going to head to Japan in mid-March and open up against the Boston Red Sox there for two games, preceded by a couple of exhibition games against some Japanese teams there. And then back to the Coliseum for the Bay Bridge Series and over to San Francisco as well. And then, of course, the home opener April 1st in what should be an interesting season of baseball here in the Bay Area. A lot of promise, a lot of hope. As I say, you never know where it's going to go. But here we are in Arizona. The A's have played two games. Their opening series against the Milwaukee Brewers out of the way. They got waxed on Thursday. Came back yesterday behind two home runs from Jack Cust. Won a grand slam in the first and a solo shot, five RBIs for the big lefty. And then Bobby Crosby really drilled one yesterday, and the A's won that game. So they stand at 1-1 today, and they face the San Francisco Giants today. What better way to bring you our first broadcast, which will be coming up shortly with Ray and Vince and Ken. It's going to be Greg Smith on the hill for the Athletics today, a left-hander, a name that you're going to hear during this season, probably will open up in the minor leagues. He's a lefty. He's 24 years old out of Louisiana State University. We'll talk a little bit more about him as the show goes on. But if you drafted this young man out of high school, out of college, you knew you were getting a superior player, and the A's brought him in the Dan Haran trade. Against the A's today, it'll be a familiar number 75 out there for the San Francisco Giants, and that is Barry Zito. Zito, the big free agent acquisition in 2007, didn't have anywhere near the season the Giants thought he would have or that he really is capable of having. But he will entertain the fans today with that 86-mile-an-hour fastball and that big Uncle Charlie, as he says. And we'll see Zito and Greg Smith today. Well, it's a pleasure to bring in Vince Catronio for our first broadcast. And Vinny and I always enjoy kicking it around quite a bit. And, Vin, nice to see you here. Spring training, good to have you,
good to see you, Marty. Are you just going to kick me around? That's what I want to know.
Not at all, man. It's good to have you here. And, you know, you came down yesterday. You got to see your first game. How do you like spring training? How do you feel about it?
Well, it's going to be a different spring training than I think what A's fans have been accustomed to for, going on 10 years. A team that really has a lot of new faces. I don't want to say question marks. You just want to see how they play and where they fit into the grand scheme of things. The word rebuilding has been used quite a bit, and that's something we'll be talking about, seeing the development of players. But I think it's a different feel this year. It's in some ways exciting because you do get a chance to see what can Carlos Gonzalez do. What prompted the A's to want to go after somebody like a Gio Gonzalez, and we'll see Greg Smith today as well. And then watching the continuing maturing process of Kurt Suzuki and Derek Barton, et cetera. So I think there are some interesting things, and like you mentioned earlier, there will be some stories to develop, and it's already gotten underway, and we'll continue to push that forward.
I guess the Eric Chavez story, one of the bigger ones of the camp, and I think I was listening to Andy McPhail the other day on one of XM Radio or something like that, and he was talking about early spring training days, what it really means. He says the best thing is if you don't get hurt, just get through the first few days without anything happening. And unfortunately for Chavez, coming back from three surgeries and the microdiscectomy and then two shoulder surgeries and had a little bump in the road this week and had an epidural, which is sort of a cortisone shot in the back. And looks like he's going to be out another week or so before he gets back to playing time. Probably won't go to Japan. So for the A's, third baseman, six-time Gold Glove Award winner, that to me is the biggest news that may impact the season.
Well, here's a guy that's asked to deliver quite a bit in the middle of the lineup, provide leadership, provide that great defense at third base. And if he is missing for an extended period of time this year, then it does create a big hole in the A's attack in general. I don't know what to make of it at this point. You're always rooting for Xavi to be ready for opening day. It probably was a bit unrealistic given, you know, what he had to go through this past offseason medically. And taking this step back, hopefully it's not a major step back. I think Mark Ellis said it best. You know, maybe he was trying, you know, you hope that he wasn't trying to rush or push himself to be ready for opening day to where it would, by doing that, it's put him at risk to maybe miss a considerable amount of time. Much rather have him get this thing squared away, just kind of ease yourself back into it. Look, he wants to be out there. And I think he, in some respects, probably feels somewhat responsible for how this team can move forward, and he has to be a part of it. So, you know, you want to be healthy, no question. And the A's certainly had their share of injuries last year, and you hate to see one of that significance this early in camp.
Well, on the flip side, a lot of good things happening. Rich Harden on the hill. He's going to be on the hill Monday. The captain tells me he's going to pitch Monday. Justin Dukeshire will pitch Monday as well. So they're both back on the mound. You see Travis Buck and watching him play yesterday, and boy, what an enthusiastic player he is and a good swing, so he's back. And seeing Bobby Crosby back, I'm a big Bobby Crosby fan, I will tell you that. And of course, the Rookie of the Year, and then a couple of really injury plague seasons, and last year before he got hurt again, wasn't really putting up the numbers. But I'm a Bobby Crosby fan, I am in his corner, drilled a home run yesterday. He's another key for me to this season.
Absolutely. If he can get anywhere close to that Rookie of the Year form, and I think he had, 22 or 24 home runs, something along those lines. I think what was frustrating last year is that he was just finally buying into the program that Ty Van Berkelio put together for him in terms of you need to get closer to the plate, you need to have better coverage of the outside corner. You can't keep on reaching for pitches and rolling over on them. And I think he took that into the offseason. He took it personally, as we have read. You know, he put a batting cage in his backyard to work on that during the offseason. I mean, this is still a relatively young player and a guy that when healthy, can really help the middle of the lineup. The question is going to be, Marty, where is this team going to get offense? Where are they going to score runs? And the first person you mentioned, Eric Chavez, is vital. And Bobby Crosby is not too far behind on what he can do to help the back half of the lineup, allow that to have some production and be successful. I think if the top four starters, and at this point it's Blanton and Harden and Dukeshire and Godin, if they can stay reasonably healthy, that you have a chance to have a much better year than what the pundits are saying right now, given that you look at the back half, if Street is healthy, Embry, Andrew Brown, Santiago Casilla, I think that the A's have a chance to really shorten games when they've got a chance to win those games, and that's going to be really important trying to see the young players develop.
Boy, you're in mid-season form. Come on, man.
Hardly.
You're doing well. Good analysis of it. Yeah, very good. Well, it's nice to have you with us today. Scottsdale Stadium, as you know, the games don't really count down here. But for a team like the A's, you like to see the Greg Smiths pitch well today. Gio Gonzalez, the left-hander, the great curveball pitcher, led all the minor leagues last year in strikeouts, 185. And then Arnold Leon, the 19-year-old from Mexico, he's going to pitch as well today. So we're going to see some interesting pitches. I will say this about Greg Smith, and just reading a little bit of his bio, 24 years old, he'll be 25 in December. But Louisiana, high school player of the year, struck out 20 in a state championship game. And growing up in Florida, for me, I mean, Florida, Louisiana, Alabama, these are good, you know that, Vinny, from
year-round baseball programs.
Yeah, exactly. And Ben Sheets, Ben McDonald, people like that coming out of the LSU area and Louisiana. So Greg Smith, if you drafted him out of high school, you'd say, wow, you know, you got something. And then there he was at LSU having 3 years, and he was an All-American at LSU. So that's something significant. So I'm anxious to see him pitch today. Gio Gonzalez is the other one. And I've seen him pitch in the fall league, but he's out of Hialeah, where Charlie Huff grew up. You know, I'm a Miami guy, so Hialeah, a little section of Miami. But he, again, state championship games as a freshman and sophomore in high school, and Florida baseball is excellent baseball. Mm. So I'm anxious to see these people play. There's two ways of looking at spring training. You go in, you say, well, you got a good team, and we know sort of where we're going to be, and the veterans just want to get in shape. Then there's the other part of spring training, the hope and the chance for young people to make their mark. And that's the way I look at it. Both are exciting.
Well, I think from the A's point of view, looking back at the past few years, there weren't a lot of players that came to camp that were what you would consider bona fide prospects, guys that could help fill out major league rosters and maybe help teams. But I think right now, given what the A's have done this offseason, acquiring those 11 players for the three major league stars, is that you have the possibility of developing impact players, everyday players, a guy like a Carlos Gonzalez, a front of the rotation, a two or three spot like a Gio Gonzalez. And I think they feel good about a kid down below and Fatino De Los Santos. They feel good about a kid like Chris Carter, who's still ways away. Brent Anderson, who they like a lot. So I think those are the things you really want to focus on. You want to follow their development and sense that they can not only just come up and maybe make a club or be a part of a club, but you feel like they give you a winning chance. I think the A's have brought some arms up and for whatever reason haven't really have done the things you hope they could do or certainly done compared to the numbers they put up in spring training. So that's the danger of seeing their minor league numbers, and can that take you to the next step?
Yeah, can it relate? And you don't know. And as Dave Henderson always told me, if you're a good prospect, it means you ain't done nothing yet. So we'll see. But that's part of spring training.
Sure.
And that's sort of the nice part of it. And as I say, I get as much of a thrill out of seeing young people in the Carlos Gonzalez's play as I do seeing a veteran get ready. And that's the other part of
last
it.
Last year was Travis Buck. Yeah. I mean, that was the spring training of the young player that was exciting, hung around, and eventually made the team. Well, we can multiply that this year, maybe not necessarily making the team, but seeing stories that you feel good about. Hopefully they leave a good feeling in the spring, and they take that into their seasons. And the Major League coaching staff can have used that evaluation to say, I think this guy, based on what I've actually seen with my eyes, so there are some things that I like that I believe if we have a need, this person can come up and contribute.
Becomes interesting. So that's the beauty of spring. You don't want anyone injured. You want to give the young guys a chance. As Bill King said to me many years ago, you don't fall in love in March or September. You just accept what you see out there and just give people a chance. You're going to see a lot of fastballs. The hitters are going to hit the ball pretty well. And the A's already have hit, I think they lead the American League in home runs already. They had three yesterday, and Dan Johnson hit one against the Brewers on Thursday. So the hitters should be whacking that ball pretty good here in Arizona. That seems to be the way it goes. The other part of being in spring training, it's always a pleasure to be in Arizona and eating. Where'd you guys eat last night?
I had some Cajun food last night.
Okay.
Ran along with my partner. He sent us out to Baby K's and had a great time. He had his, he walks in there and they know exactly what he wants to eat. I mean, they just basically bring the catfish to him. I have to actually look at the menu and come up with something.
That's the captain. Mm-hmm. As I'm sure you guys will have a nice broadcast today. Vinny, nice to see you.
Thank you, Marty.
And, of course, it's great to just open with you as
nice
always.
To hear your voice.
All right. All right. That's Vince Catroni. Always nice to have him with us. And, well, he knows the game. And it's great to be here in Arizona. A's and Giants coming up. It's going to be Barry Zito on the hill, the left-hander for the Giants. And Greg Smith, lefty for the A's today. And I will say this. The A's pitch the ball. The A's catch the ball. The A's have a bullpen. That is two-thirds of the way getting there. As Vinny says, we have to see where the offense comes from. But when you can catch the ball and pitch the ball and you have a bullpen, you are going to be competitive, and I will tell you that as straight as I can. That is what the story of this season is going to be all about. All right, we've got Billy Owens is going to join us. He's the director of player personnel for the A's and really broke down a lot of these new faces for us, and I'll give you sort of a scouting report on them. And very, very smart man, Billy Owens. I really enjoy him. So we'll take a break and come back with Billy Owens, and he'll give you a little more insight into the A's right after these messages.